that sacrifice then that a husband and wife both have to do, it means I give up my own selfish desires. It's not just to make me happy all the time. So many times you hear marriage today, people say, I just want to be happy. I deserve it. I should be happy. And if I'm not, then I should get out of this marriage. Or the sinful concept of, I didn't marry the perfect one. I missed the perfect one. I got stuck with someone who's not perfect. And so I need to leave this one and go find someone better. That's a selfish notion, a concept of the world that the devil loves to feed, and it's absolutely against God's will, and it's not right, because you'll never find that perfect one, even though the fairy tales may say so. There is no Mr. Perfect, Miss Perfect out there. They're all going to be flawed. They're all going to be faulted. They will all let you down. So you sacrifice that kind of a concept. You sacrifice your want of everything to make you happy all the time, of having everything you want all the time, and it's sacrificing the sinful nature. Going back to your baptism, drowning that sinful nature in baptism, to drown it again and sacrifice it to the Lord, that I give up that selfishness that wants to creep up. So sacrificial love, absolutely.